Liberia is holding its fourth post-war presidential and legislative elections, in which incumbent George Weah is seeking a second six-year term. For the legislative elections, there are 73 seats up for grabs in the House of Representatives with six-year terms. In the Senate, there are 15 of the 30 seats up for grabs, each serving nine-year terms. In the presidential vote, there are 20 candidates with two females, one of which is an independent candidate. The major candidates to look out for are incumbent George Mani Weah of the Coalition for Democratic Change, Joseph Yiman Boakai of the main opposition Unity Party, businessman Alexander Benedict Cummings of the Alternative National Congress under the umbrella of the collaborating political parties, and human rights lawyer Councillor Tiawan Gunglu of the Liberian People's Party. However, the forerunners of the elections are Weah and Boakai. The key issues include jobs, the state of economy and education, healthcare, illegal drugs, accountability issues, including corruption, the rule of law, governance. Weah, in his inaugural speech in 2018, vowed to transform the lives of Liberians with the statement that Liberians will not be spectators in their own economy, an expectation that critics say did not happen. Also, critics say a plan to establish a war crimes court has failed. The national budget increased from $570 million in 2018 to $783 million, though most of it was allocated to recurring expenditures such as government salaries. It also included projected growth based on resource extraction without value addition. Now the question is whether to maintain Weah, who critics believe performed poorly to the extent that the U.S. sanctioned three of his top officials for corruption. Voters can also choose the opposition, who many believe have not been able to sustain a united bloc. The main challenger to Weah, former VP Boakai, has been criticized for his lack of leadership, evidenced by the breakdown of CPP, the collaborating political parties, which was under his watch as the rotating leader. Critics are also skeptical about his alliance with former warlord and current Senator Prince Johnson. The U.S. Treasury Department has sanctioned him for his alleged involvement in pay-for-play funding scheme with the national government. The proclamation or claim of one-round victory by the Coalition for Democratic Change and the Unity Party is something to look out for. Both parties may claim early victory even without an official declaration by the National Elections Commission. Observers say this could be a strategy to instill fear. For VOA's Daybreak Africa, I'm Denise Nipsey in Monrovia, Liberia.